A biracial casting for Black Canary. Is Tom Cruise going to be our Green Lantern? Plus, Ruby Rose leaves Twitter and more here on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
I like how... Anytime. No, give me your hand and don't do your dance thing.
I want to do my dance.
Right before we go live on the show, Mike's like, do you know why I do the dance? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, I can't tell you.
I told you this was like months ago.
Like trying to prep my intro and do my thing.
This is
and you're
months
like,
ago.
Doing this over there. Like, wait, okay. So anybody who's listening right now doesn't even know. I'm Roxy Stryer alongside Mike Kalinowski.
Yeah.
Hey, It's Moxie time. We're doing Moxie right now.
See, this
will
work if I don't move my hand. If I start moving my hand, we're two white people trying to do high fives, and it's just going to be awful.
Let's go.
Ready?
Anybody on iTunes, switch
see,
over.
See, look,
YouTube.
I'm all over the floor. See?
Oh, if that didn't make you laugh, if you were watching, I don't know what will. And of course, we've got our Batmanthony in
Batmanthony
the
booth.
What's up, Batmanthony?
Hello there, everybody.
There we go.
Were you laughing at our attempt to high five?
Hysterically.
You've got to look at the elbows. Did you not
know,
know that?
Yeah, I know that.
You weren't looking at my elbow. I
know I
tell.
Wasn't.
Because you wanted to make
it
look
bad. Because I was looking at you.
Oh,
so contact.
That is so sweet. So one day you'll tell me why you do that weird Oprah dance?
One day we're not on the air. I'll tell you an hour from now.
Ooh. Got to get to that point.
You're just so busy,
first.
Rox. Every time I want to, every time we're not in front of a camera, you're off working. So that's how you are.
You too, though.
Am I, though?
Do you use dough? Like that's, the way that I do ever?
What's that?
Because we're talking about our millennial terms of the week. Dough, when you're like, oh, that's cool dough.
No.
It's like though, but
my
with
girlfriend
a D.
Tried to use a millennial term, which was a millennial term, and it failed spectacularly in her face.
What happened?
She's like, look at that bob over there. I'm like,
the what?
The bob. I'm like, what?
Is it hairdo?
Okay. That's what you thought, right? Yeah. I was like, Bob? She's like, big orange ball, the sun.
What?
And I go, I'm sorry, what? I woke up the next morning to a Facebook thread of her trying to, like, everyone help me out. Mike's a dummy and doesn't know what Bob is. Every single comment was not, don't know what it is, boobs on Barney, because their last name is Barney, butt on Barney, battery operated boyfriend. No one said
that. What was it?
A big orange ball.
It means the sun.
That's what she is. We found out because she has a long line of people in the military in her life. It's a military acronym.
Oh.
Which I was like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But no. Civilians, we don't know what that is. No one. And it blew up in her face on Facebook.
What a loser.
What a loser. She's listening probably, and you're a loser,
baby.
You're a loser.
Don't ever say that or you will never get laid again. She has all the power. Let's talk about DC stuff.
Let's do it.
All right. Black Canary.
Should we jump right in?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
Dive in.
Let's do it. Black Canary, guys.
Juliana Harkabay. That's my friend.
She's your friend?
I told you this.
Diana Drake?
We met... Back when she did Dolphin's Tale.
Anybody on iTunes, they just pulled up a picture of Black Canary on
Juliana Harkabay on the Arrow show.
Yeah.
We met through an ex-girlfriend when she was doing Dolphin's Tale when we lived in Florida.
What is Dolphin's Tale?
It was a movie, Dolphin Tale, about Winter the Dolphin. But yeah, so...
Winter's the name of a dolphin?
Uh-huh. I know her. Ran into her again at Comic-Con. We had a great conversation. I'm incredibly happy for her success.
It's kind of coming back to me now. So okay. Why isn't she on the show?
I told her we're going to get her on the show.
All right, we have to bring her in.
She's filming in Vancouver 9 months out of the year. But I told her, I was like, hey, when you're back, let's get touch.
She should Skype in. I wonder if she
get her here in the room.
I wonder who she would think would make a good casting for Black Canary because they have...
That's a great question.
They have said that they would like to go in a little bit of a different route.
Yeah, biracial.
Yeah, which is interesting. And I think has nothing to do with her character, so I'm all about it.
Yeah, it's... you know, and again, this is a tightrope you walk when you ever talk about stuff like this. It doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, you know, everyone in the Black Panther movie needs to be black. That's where biracial, you have to. But other characters, it's like Black Canary, her race or ethnicity doesn't add or take detract from the character. So it doesn't matter. You always want, and I think, the best actress for the role. So I don't know. That's my thoughts on it. I don't really have a thought. Whatever.
No, I agree. Any dream casting that you could think of under these parameters?
You know, someone said it, and again, this kind of goes against biracial casting, is Vanessa Kirby from Mission Impossible, the White Widow. I'd never seen their score before in my life. I loved her in the movie. And then, like, right after someone posted...
She is from The Crown.
The Crown,
and
yeah.
And she kills it on that. And she also is from another thing that people know her.
Yeah, and again, not but, my alley.
She's amazing on The Crown. But, yeah, that doesn't go with the biracial casting.
Right, and this was right after the movie was a big success its first weekend. And they were, you know, fan speculation. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
You guys in the chat, let us know, by the way, if you're not joining
Huntress
us live.
Huntress is in this, right? Huntress is going to be in this?
Let me do my plug for YouTube.
I'm sorry.
I'm in the middle of my YouTube
I'm cutting
plug.
You off. I'm going to get ripped apart for this one, as always, but continue.
I just want the people to be able to join us live in the chat, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday, so they can join along with the fun and let us know who they think should be Black Canary.
Yes.
If it is a biracial actress or otherwise, I would just love to know everybody's thoughts. It's a huge role, like a dream role for most people. What?
Bring that dream role up again later. What's her name? Oh, God. She was in Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol.
Yes, you're right. I should hold mine
what is
for
her
you
name?
To say something you don't know.
What is her name?
Not
Paula
helping.
Patton. Paula Patton would be a great Black Canary. Paula Patton.
Hmm.
I love her. I think she would be – she needs to be bigger than she is. Now, is Huntress, is she one of the members in Birds of Prey? Have they talked about this?
Yeah, so Huntress is definitely going to be in Birds of Prey. The people that we're saving, we're not bringing on Ivy until possibly Gotham City Sirens. And I don't think
it was Montoya?
That, yeah, it's just Montoya,
Helena,
Huntress, and obviously...
For me,
and obviously Harley.
When we talk about
who did you say, Helena?
Helena Bertinelli.
Oh.
For me, Huntress. Again, this kind of goes to storyline. I picture an Italian American actress because she's a mob boss, a mob daughter, and again, that could go into anything like adopted or whatever. But I've always pictured her as this, you know, Italian heiress type character.
Hmm.
So I would like to see that go to an Italian actress.
Okay.
But
okay.
So when we say, does biracial affect the storyline for Helena? And if it's, who knows if they go that route with her? You know, they could go the route of they're not going to, but.
Going back for a second, Scott in the chat, based off of your Paula Patton suggestion, says Paula Patton can sing too, which is great for
the pipes.
Black Canary situation. Dino Auer said Rosario Dawson.
I went there first before Paula Patton, but Rosario Dawson is so kind of, she's already got some superhero stuff to her credit. I just want to. Bring it out. Spread the wealth.
Daniel in the chat says Lady Gaga was offered the role of Huntress.
You know, I saw finally saw the Star Is Born trailer last night.
You hadn't seen it yet?
I hadn't. Just because it didn't pique my interest. So it was in the foreign movie I went to see.
What did you see?
Mile 22.
Oh.
I enjoyed it. She's beautiful. And I don't know if just because I love her music, but I just always see her in these outlandish costumes with the weird hair. But when she was just kind of just being and kind of almost kind of played down... I was like, wow, and it's just a trailer, so I don't know how acting is, and I liked what I saw. I was like, wow, I want to see more of that person. The outlandish meat costumes and stuff
well,
of what I was introduced to.
Because I've always said this about Lady Gaga. I would not be able to pick her out from somebody on the street because I don't even know what she looks like almost.
I've always seen, like, and then you see the SNL caricatures of her, which takes the exaggerations. So just seeing her, if I did not know Lady Gaga was in that, I was like, oh, who is this new actress? So for Black Canary, I guess they said she turned it down, huh? I mean,
first
I could see it. Yeah.
Also in the chat, Sky Patterson says,
"Hey, Sky, what's up, buddy?"
Rosie Perez, Sofia Vergara, Gina Rodriguez, or Catherine Zeta-Jones should be cast as Detective Renee Montoya / The Question in Birds of Prey. You've stumped Mikey Christmas.
Yeah, I think I love Catherine Zeta-Jones. I think she might be a bit older.
Ooh, Tatiana Maslany from Orphan
I like,
Black.
Gina Rodriguez, of course, just Jane the Virgin. She's great. She's a great
Were
person.
Were you on that show, Mikey?
She's a great person.
Hmm.
So people that I work with that are great, I want success for them.
Me too.
So I agree.
Don't we all? So this is an interesting thing, something that we've been talking about.
We're moving on?
Yeah.
Right.
We've been talking about this on the show for a long time. Mike and I are not going to today discuss who is the biggest actor of all time.
Who has the biggest Skyscraper, Mission Impossible, Fallout.
We're not going to discuss who is currently a bigger star.
Right,
that's not the toss-up.
It's going to be better.
What we are going to talk about is the rumors recirculating again and again.
It's so funny because a lot of
Let me say what it is. You have to let me say what it
I'm
is.
I'm so excited, Roxy. It's like Christmas every day with you. Christmas comes.
Let her talk.
Every day. Oh, I'm going to put my place.
That Anthony. Well, just because the people at home don't even know what I'm referring to.
I forget about
to.
That. I forget.
You forget about the people at home.
No.
Do you hear that? Mikey forgets about you people.
Were we not going to fight today? Were we not going to fight?
We're not. Tom Cruise, Hal Jordan, Rumor City. All right, Mike, take it away.
Okay. I just have to say this. I get shut down all the time about this. On here, on everywhere. And Adam says it best. Where there is smoke, there is fire. How many times has this come up?
So many.
I don't know if it's a thing. I don't know if, I mean, I don't
forget.
Know if it's,
are you into it?
I am 100% on board. Perfect casting. I think, I mean, look at Top Gun is Hal Jordan. Maverick is Hal Jordan. And what's interesting is he says which was holding him back was that Hal Jordan died, which was what a lot of we thought he was going to mentor a younger Jon Stewart and he dies. And he didn't want to sign on to that. That was the rumors. Again, it's an actor. He wants a franchise. He's like, I don't want to sign for one film. So you're basically going to use my name, you know, for one film to get it out there.
And pay me right. Millions.
But I think if they just tweak it, the Guardians are in charge of the entire galaxy. They can leave, replace Jon Stewart. And Hal's like, okay, Earth has a Guardian now. I'm going out into the universe. Like, because there's a comic right now. Hal Jordan is out. Jon Stewart's on Earth. Hal's out in space. Do that. At the end of the movie, he's like, all right, you're kid, you got it. You got the chops. I'm out. And Hal takes off. And we got Jon Stewart on Earth. Tom Cruise in outer space doing whatever. He's not dead. Bring him in whenever you need him.
Equally as important, did you notice that Batmanthony made the lights behind us green for this
that.
Conversation?
My shirt, everything. It's great.
Pretty cool.
I think it's great.
I think that there are... Tom Cruise would be great.
I know.
I think there's 10 people that I could name rapid fire that would be awesome also. There's a lot of people. It's not like when I think Hal Jordan, I'm like, only Tom Cruise could play
right.
this role.
Agreed.
So it's nothing to get upset about if he doesn't ultimately get it, but it is something to be excited about if he does because he could bring something awesome to it.
I just found out that I have adapted the John Schnepp head nod.
Mm.
I'm thinking about this every time I used to watch him.
And what is your other John Schnepp tendency too?
Are you talking about the geek voices? I have to make my own, but whenever I see him, he's always nodding his head. He always, that's his thing. So
well,
now
it's way better for the audio listeners because we actually learned that in broadcast school,
really?
Mikey Christmas, because what you don't want to do is while somebody's talking, say,
Oh.
Because they can't hear, but you still want to encourage them.
Another reason why he was such a great guy.
Yeah.
Just a consummate professional. But I've noticed I'm doing this to you. And I'm like, okay, this is the thing I'm going to adapt now.
And it makes you feel good about yourself, right? When somebody is agreeing with you, nodding their head.
I agree with your point, Roxy. There are 10 other actors in Hollywood, but the reason I say Tom Cruise because you've got a mentor role, it automatically brings baggage is the wrong word. It brings gravitas to the role. You've got the seasoned veteran, and Tom Cruise is a seasoned actor. It just adds so much to the fact of him training a younger guy. And again, there are dozens of other actors out there that we could see and just be as great.
This is a name I hadn't heard. Obviously, I've heard all of the Jake Gyllenhaal, Armie Hammer, all of those names thrown out. But I have never heard anybody throw this one out from Westy Kid. Was there talk about Mark Wahlberg as Hal Jordan?
Yes.
I don't remember
There was people at Warner Brothers, some of the execs, wanted him in Justice League. They wanted him as the Hal Jordan in Justice League. Yeah. And then there was a picture of him. He was in someone's office on the WB lot. The headshots of the Justice League actors were on the wall, and he was like posing like this shirtless. I think he might have been in this guy's office. Maybe it's a producer on the lot.
Okay.
But that was the talk. There was a producer, I believe, or an exec at Warner Brothers that wanted him in Snyder's Justice League. That's what that was.
Ujack says, Tom Cruise is too old. What do you say to that, Mikey Christmas?
It doesn't matter. He's a mentor. Like, you want your Jon Stewart 20s or 30s, and you want your Hal 40s or 50s. It's like it's the training day. It's the Denzel Washington Ethan Hawke dynamic. Mm-hmm. Look at Fallout. Tom Cruise is not
too old.
It's funny. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. You look at Tom Cruise and the dynamic with his change for men and women of our age and what like in the 50s. A guy in his 35 was old, but in the way that science and working out and health and taking care of yourself, he was almost 60. Look at him. Look at him.
The sexiest man alive to me still to this day, not even comparing him to his younger, is George Clooney. Like, you can look so good, and that's not relevant to DC, but I'm just saying, at any age, like, you're still, when you take care of yourself, you look good.
I think, and there's women
and
out there.
And Tom Cruise is able to
action-wise.
Bassett,
60?
Yeah.
You see the picture of her in her bathing suit?
Yeah. Yeah.
So so when people say age, and maybe I'm different because as an act in the actor mindset, you try not to think, you can't let age, it's a number. If you look the part and you can believe it, you know, I wouldn't see Clint Eastwood, Michael Douglas. I would not see Michael Douglas as Hal Jordan. Just wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
He's almost close in age to Tom Cruise.
That's crazy.
Tom Cruise, I love it. He is the age that Wilford Brimley was in Cocoon. When he's right now. So you just see these two actors the same age. It's night and day. So when someone says Tom Cruise is too old, I say I don't agree with it.
Get out of here, Sarah, in the chat with George Clooney looks 70. George Clooney
looks... Get out of here.
George Clooney looks amazing. Let's talk about the fact that we have no news for this thing that we're about to talk about, but no news is news in this case.
News. Yeah, I guess so.
Make up a quick song. No news is news.
No news is a good news, but is it bad news? No news, no news. I don't know.
Yeah, nailed it. I think you crushed it. Batman script. Still not finished. Coming from our very own Umberto Gonzalez. I don't know why I called him our very own, because he's been on the show, so
we
get to say those things. He tweeted out saying that, because everybody's been talking about where is this Matt Reeves script. Matt Reeves had told us it would be done in 2 weeks. Umberto said, Batman update, kind of hard to go into pre-production when there is still no script yet.
I think he was replying to people who were saying, that it's going into pre-production.
I just checked, no script until after Labor Day. Maybe goes into pre-production by end of the year for a June 19 or later Birds of Prey and The Flash will go first.
I read somewhere that they were crewing up. That was what kind of started. They're like, well, it's going to be going. They're starting to hire crew members, which is, that happens.
You've got to
hire
a cinematographer.
Yeah, you got to, that doesn't say that the script's done and it's ready to go. They're just crewing up.
How would you feel about that timeline if the script came out after Labor Day, pre-pro, end of the year for June 19 or later
shoot? I'm cool. You know, it's funny because.
I'm cool. Yes, you are, Mike. You are very
Batman
cool.
On film, they were posting some stuff, and he's such a big Batman fan. It's exciting for me because, you know, I kind of want to move past Affleck as Batman. I don't think it's going to happen, and, you know, we've talked about this. I think they have a different Batman in mind. But what I'm excited for is I always get this way with all the Batman stuff, with the first look at the costume and the first look at the Batmobile and the first look at the Batcave. I think every time we get a new Batman, it's like almost this renaissance. I remember when the first pictures of Christian Bale came out and how awesome they were. And so I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I think we've got three great films lined up. I think it seems like after Birds of Prey and Flash are after that. And then we got Batman. Take your time. As long as it's going
to
be great.
We
take your time.
To be good.
I don't need it, you know, to rush into it.
I concur. Speaking of Batman, this was a little interesting tidbit.
A tidbit?
Via Batman news. Jonathan Nolan wanted a classic rock song in the Dark Knight trilogy marketing, but Christopher Nolan refused. He was talking about how working with his brother never uses popular music, which he said he totally gets. The music he was creating for the films with Hans was so beautiful and purpose-built for each moment that it didn't need any help. But I would always have suggestions and thoughts for what music he could be using. I write listening to music, and I would have these extensive lists of things I thought would work. One example, I tried for 10 years, to convince Chris to do a trailer for one of our Batman films using Paint It Black. It's an iconic song, and it's been used before. Paint It Black, I'll play it for you right now.
But I agree. You know, seeing a comment like this, and that's two brothers going back and forth. Christopher Nolan... I would say, would you say he's an auteur? Would you say he's an auteur filmmaker?
I guess so.
Seems like...
You know this song already. We're going to play it.
I'm sure I know it.
Oh, well, first it's going to have an ad. So.
He is an auteur, and he knows what he wants, and I don't, you know, hey.
So you don't blame him for not having...
He gave us one of the greatest trilogies of all time,
But some of these trailers with classic rock songs are really pretty freaking amazing.
But yeah, when it works with Thor Ragnarok, but that's a completely different film than...
That's
you know,
true.
Nolan's,
ready, here you go. Yeah. Can you guys hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Painted black.
That's
I didn't want to sing it because I was going to butcher it. Dun, 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 dun.
Now, I say this because...
Like, how bootleg is this that we have Anthony in there that could play this, but instead I wanted to pull it up on
my
computer?
But, like, that's... I get it, but then they would have probably played a different version of it for the trailer. I don't know. It's just...
I think it's pretty tight. But I do think it's kind of interesting that Jonathan Nolan would fight for something for 10 years.
I can't see that song fitting with the Nolan trilogy, you know?
Yeah, for a trailer?
But then again, a trailer, there's so many times I see trailers. And it's like that Imagine Dragons that they used friction for the Mission Impossible is awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But it fit the film.
Batman Anthony, do you think you could have pictured Paint It Black in any of the trailers for Batman movies?
Not at all.
Yeah, but then what's up? Then when Batman Returns or Batman... The Dark Knight comes out, then they're like, well, yeah, we got to use Back in Black now. And then, you know, there's Back in Black, and she's like, nah.
I love that chat has gone off the rails a little bit. Bob B says, my brother's an idiot. People just talking about working with their brothers. Relevant. Well, he didn't win, and we got brilliance anyway, so that is okay. Talking about the past again, this was an interesting one. Snyder on that freaking app, whatever.
I admire him for trying to make it work. I don't think it's ever going to catch on, but okay.
You remember in Mean Girls, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not a thing, whatever. Like, yes. It's just exactly like that. But there had been a lot of speculations over the years that in Man of Steel, the open pod was actually referring to
Supergirl.
And now with Supergirl potentially coming to the worlds of DC, he decided to answer questions about this on
Vero.
I can't get it every single time.
He's supporting it, so good for him.
And basically just said no. He said the open pod was something more.
Yeah.
Something more.
Okay. We'll never know.
What do you think that means?
We'll never know.
You don't think we'll ever know?
No, because everyone ran him off, so we're not going to ever see Zack Snyder in the DC universe ever again.
I feel like he talks about things a lot, so maybe he'll tell us.
Because he had ideas, man. He's an idea man.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying maybe we will know because maybe he'll tell us.
I think I've talked about this before. I think the Snyder Cut and all that, the five films, it will forever be the Donner Superman. I think 25 years from now, we might get the Snyder Cut. I think it will be that legacy of a filmmaker taking off his film that had different ideas, and maybe eventually he will come around.
I don't know.
It would be nice. Hopefully he'll be alive for it, so we'll see.
Let's talk a little Aquaman right
now. Let's talk Aquaman.
Graham McTavish.
He's Scottish. Graham McTavish.
Keep doing it five times fast.
I can't. Give me something to say and then I'll say it. It's like,
use me.
Ruby quits Twitter.
We're not there yet.
Lost Twitter.
Stick on what we're on right now.
I'm trying to read the copy in front of me.
So
Ash Angel.
You don't watch.
Snyder debunks a rumor of the open pod in Man of Steel as Supergirl.
Kind of nailing it.
Am I doing it pretty good? I've never done Scottish
before.
It's
okay.
When I was a wee lass. Where's Merida?
Is it lass or lad?
Lass. Oh. That's a girl. Lad is a boy. Laddie!
So why were you
lass?
Why were you a lass?
Because a girl.
But why are you a girl?
When was I saying it's a girl? The wee lass over there. You're a wee lass.
You said when I was a wee
lass. When I was a wee lad.
Okay.
And you're a wee lass.
It just makes no sense. If you guys are watching Preacher like I am, then you know who this actor is.
Oh, he's on Preacher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he is fierce on that mother effing show.
Loved him. For our friends, Mike joining us over in the UK. There's a show called Strike Back that started over there. Then went to Cinemax. It's awesome.
Really?
Strike Back.
What's it about?
Strike Back. It's like it's called Section 20. That's a paramilitary group.
Cool.
Philip Winchester and Sullivan Stapleton.
I have to check it out.
It's a great show.
So he talked a little bit about, again, with no news being news, he talked a little bit about Aquaman. He was asked about his character, which he's been very secretive about. And he says, what?
Say it like he would say it.
No, you do it.
Yeah, you do it.
I
apologize, Mr. McTavish, if I'm butchering it.
I have no Scottish.
The business of our days. It's so secretive. I mean, they're all in Aquaman. It'll be a great time, but I'm slightly puzzled by the level of secrecy nowadays. The number of non-disclosure agreements you have to sign. It's haggis.
I'm sorry, what was that
last part?
He
didn't put that in there. I just said it's haggis.
Pretty much.
He's just talking about he had a great time, but it was like you can't talk about it.
It is a bummer. Like, imagine anything you do in life that you're excited about and you can't tell anybody. Like,
I cannot tell a soul. I cannot tell a wee soul.
Can you tell a lad?
I can't tell a lad.
Can you tell a lass?
I can't tell a lass. I can't tell no one. I can tell Scotty, the Enterprise.
Okay, he goes on to say, I've seen the trailer, and certainly the people I've spoke to about it, I think it's going to be really good.
Is this bad? Are we laughing? It could be laughing.
No.
Roxy, be serious,
man. That's my Scottish impression. They're sound.
You gotta sound a little more like this. Have a kilt and you'll flip your kilt up.
I know for a fact we're offending somebody somewhere. I know we are. Right, it's now. Terrible. I'm so sorry. You guys you sound can make great. Fun of me. Ivan Soto says, you sound like the serial Scottish dude, LOL. I don't know who that is.
The serial Scottish dude? Is there a serial, like a serial, like as in series or cereals in the breakfast?
Cereals in the food is how he spelled it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's Lucky Charms and that's Irish.
Hmm.
Anyway.
They're magically delicious?
They're magically delicious.
Oh, so your Irish and your Scottish are the same.
That was the commercial.
Mm, yes, that's
very true. Magically delicious.
Another actor in one of our upcoming films that we also know from television is...
Cooper Anderson?
It's just Cooper Andrews.
Oh, I read that wrong. My eyes are going.
But close. And he described his role a little bit in Shazam. I know him from The Walking Dead. Did you fall off that show?
Oh, my God. Did I ever?
I didn't, and I know him from that.
That's Cooper Andrews?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about the kids. You said kid.
What?
You said kid in Shazam, and I looked at him, and I was like, oh, it's not a kid.
No, I didn't say that. Kid is in the next line, or whatever. The next line's about a kid. This guy.
See what you did there, laddie.
You see what I did? You did it. He said, quote, I can say that he's such a fun character to play. I always play some version of a happy guy, but this is a fatherly version. This movie was so well written and is one of the best scripts I've read, and I've read a few.
Hmm.
This one was just so impressive, and I feel like it connects in an actual, genuine way, and I really think people are going to see why, and I think they'll become attached the same way I did. What better thing did you hear an actor say than that?
That's great. I've heard nothing bad coming from this film. So
me too. I'm the most excited for this film.
I know you are.
But what am I? You never used to say that? Whatever.
Okay.
The next thing that does have to do with a kid, I love stories coming from Asher Angel. He's freaking adorable. So he was talking to, I believe, Cinema Blend about what he's doing that drive his parents insane. And he says that he's been going around the house just repeating Shazam over and over again to make sure he says it right. Because
Asher, so help me, you say that Shazam one more time.
That's 100%. He said, that line, I would just practice over and over and over. My mom would tell me, stop saying it.
I hear you up there. Stop with that Shazam.
Both of my parents. Like, imagine this little kid. He's like a serious child, very young little boy, and just over and over again. And his parents being like, you quit it. But also, how about the fact that he's going to pay your bills for a real long time? Like, maybe you should be okay with him repeating Shazam one or two more times, you think?
Mm-hmm.
He's so freaking cute.
Kid. How old is he?
I think like 13, 12, 12, yeah, something around there.
He's a kid.
Yeah, definitely. And when they shot, he must have, 11, 12, something like that. You guys correct me
now
in the chat.
That song's in my head.
Paint It Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get stuck like that. You want to get to a different song?
Let's
hear a different song.
I want a different song.
Oh, actually, before we do it, we had one other thing.
Oh, that's by Robert De Niro. Oh, that's his birthday today.
We wanted to show.
So the cast of Wonder Woman 84 did a little homage.
A little homage.
To the Breakfast Club.
I love the Breakfast Club.
And it looked
hysterical. Who are you in the Breakfast Club?
They did one of those Schmodown things. It's like, you cast the Schmodown in who's who and who's who. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm kind of a
crossover
between Emilio Estevez and Michael. What's his name? Michael, the nerdy kid.
Yeah,
Anthony Michael.
Now that you just said, there you go. Yeah, I was like,
I'm a cross between those two. Mm. Yeah, I was not a jock in high school, but I wasn't like the kind of nebbishy.
Did you play Ultimate Frisbee? I could picture that.
Nope.
I don't know.
Why? Because I was all at the campus with my khaki shorts and my polo playing Ultimate Frisbee with a beer in one hand and a Frisbee in the other.
Nothing is wrong with Ultimate Frisbee. I was asking.
I was a frat boy and I would play the Ultimate Frisbee. I did one of these ones where you do the rocks like this.
Guys, Westy says that I'm Molly Ringwald.
Under my leg. I take the Frisbee and I was like.
Anybody. Like I'm just going to
move on
from that.
You're Molly Ringwald?
That's what he says because he says that I'm popular.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Of course
so
you are. Of course
much.
You are.
I'm be popular.
Of course you are.
It was actually a really cool picture.
That's an awesome picture.
I loved it. It's always hard recreating picture when you're different size than people. It's like they are a little shifted, but it totally works. Yeah. Thanks, Batmanthony, for that.
Hey, look at
back
her.
And forth.
Look at Gal Gadot.
And now we're going to get into my favorite time of the day, which is, of course,
ba-ba-ba-ba-da.
It's time for Rouse's
Choice. Oh, this was when I do it. All the girls think Johnny's fine. Adam's can't, if you can't watch and you listen, my arms in the air, my lower section is gyrating back and forth.
As you do it, you have to say
yes. Yeah. Like
no,
that?
Yes.
Yes, queen. That?
Why can't you say yes?
Yes.
No. Are you from the South?
What am I saying? Spell it for me.
Y-A-S. Yes.
Yes.
You're going yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes, girl. Yes, yeah. Girl.
I can't even
believe
it.
Hey, girl.
Just so you guys also are aware of how interested Mikey Christmas is in this conversation right now, he's just going through emails, deleting things right now.
I'm checking my email.
Why? Yes?
Because
no,
it's a segue.
No.
Yes,
no.
Queen.
Slay,
let's
Mikey.
Go, queen.
We had a new episode of Preacher, which you are not watching, but I am watching because it's so good. Check out our AfterBuzz TV after show for it, by the way, which our very own Elena Bring the Pain of Jordan hosts this show. This was.
Can I just say, because I wasn't here last week, that video of us?
We didn't play it.
You didn't play it?
Because we asked them to vote on whether we should or not, because it's a little inappropriate.
It's about us. It's making fun of us. How is it inappropriate?
You think we should play it next time?
Why? Who voted? Why?
Well, they haven't. I don't know. I haven't checked what the votes were.
Why wouldn't? Why? What's it inappropriate? It's about us. Yours?
Yeah.
Yours is a little inappropriate. A little inappropriate. It's kind of true. But then
so
Elena's with the puns.
In case,
with the fucking puns.
I know.
I lost it.
In case you guys don't know what we're talking about right now.
But you needed Johnny to just be like this.
Tell them what we're talking about.
So is that a fan of the show or did someone that doesn't like us or I don't know how it came about.
We don't know whether he likes us or not.
We don't know if this guy likes us or this girl likes us or not, but it was action figures recreating the DC movie news team and capturing our personalities quite well.
It's so mean when you hear what they said about me. It's just so not true.
I'm so fucking hard.
It was really incredible.
Because I know it's not true.
I'm going to the YouTube right now to see what people commented to see if they actually wanted to see it.
If you watch it, like for me, at least me, you're like, oh, that's Kalinowski. Mm-hmm. I own my shit. Like, say what you will about me, you know, you guys can, but I own my DC love. I own my, you know.
A lot of comments in the thing about.
I own my stuff when it comes to DC.
Yeah, I kind of do.
And when Tom Cruise is Hal Jordan, I'm going to say, I told you so.
You guys let us know. We'll probably play it for you next week. Are you here with me
next
week
or no?
They
don't know what it is.
Are you here with me next week or not?
I'm working, but I probably should be able to get here at the same time.
We'll try to figure it out.
We'll figure it out. All right. Back to the TV time.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming. New episode of Preacher, like I said, is awesome. This is probably actually my least favorite episode on a few just because there have been so many stellar ones, but they're doing really cool stuff still. And I was really proud of Cassidy this episode. I'll leave it at that, so not too many spoilers. This is the big TV time stuff of the week.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it last week.
You did. But it broke last week, right?
Yeah, but we're going to talk about it.
Of course.
It's still huge in the news right now. Ruby Rose quitting Twitter after the backlash.
The long list of actresses quitting Twitter.
Yeah.
Because of stuff like that.
Yeah, or Instagram or social media of some sort. And Mike, I know you had some thoughts on this that you didn't get to share last week.
On the casting?
On the casting and on the situation.
Right.
Just want to give you a minute.
The situation would be a second thing. On the casting of this character, it's not an issue. Take her acting out of the equation. Take her, whether she's a lesbian or not lesbian enough, not Jewish enough. I didn't even know Batwoman was Jewish to begin with. That was the thing. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Because I read the comics and I don't really ever remember it being a plot point. Anyway, take that aside. My issue with her casting, and I'm going to give you two sides to it, was I 100% see the casting coup that they got her for that show. 100%. She brings an audience to the CW that they don't have. The Orange is the New Black, that group. A lot of that does not follow CW. CW is a very niche demographic, you know. That gets a whole new bunch of followers. I'm going to check the show out now. Might not have checked it out before. And she is a name and visible actress of lesbian actress. You could not on a breakdown, and I don't think we're getting into slippery slope here of saying if a role is a lesbian, then it needs to be played by a lesbian actress. That is a slippery slope because you can't put in the casting breakdown only lesbians. Because then you're going to have actresses lying, say they're lesbians. Mm-hmm. That's irregardless. As a straight man, I should be able to play a gay man. A gay man should be able to play a straight man. I don't feel – when you start going – this is and it's going on in that actor for a Disney movie right now. Where there's a straight man playing
it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
When you're sitting there going, no, it's a gay role and needs to be played by a gay man, that is a slippery slope that it's – because then what do you say? Gay men can't play straight men? Because that's what that is. You know, and I don't think that's fair. I think it should be the best. Now, race, completely different thing. But sexuality, you know, I don't know. I don't, it's not something, it's...
Gender?
I don't know. I don't have the answers for that. I don't have one way or the other. I don't know what it's like to be a transgender man, because I'm not. But I'm an actor, and it's researching a role, you know. Someone made a good point. They because like, you know what? From now on, I only want alcoholics playing alcoholics. I only want boxers playing boxers. I only want soldiers playing soldiers. I only want superheroes playing superheroes. You see how kind of ridiculous it gets?
Well, there are no superheroes.
You research a role.
The bigger problem I think here, Mike, is, and what people aren't getting mad about, but this is what people should be getting upset about, is that there isn't enough representation on screen. And so that's where the focus needs to be. And people are taking out their anger in other places where it's just inappropriate.
And that is, they're two different topics and they're being lumped in together.
And because there are not enough LGBTQ characters on screen, when there is one, you that's going to be that visible. And that's not the problem. The problem is that there's not enough.
That's they're two different topics. Yeah. And she's not the person to attack for that. My problem was, and that's not a problem, is Ruby Rose, if she did not get Batwoman, her career would have been the same. Her career, she has two franchises, John Wick and the XXX franchise.
Hey, you don't know if there's going to be a Meg sequel.
We don't. And there might be a Meg sequel. Yeah. There might be three franchises. I'm sure there are networks that were like, we want a show with her. This could have been a life-changing role for an unknown actress.
Couldn't you say that about any actress that's working?
Absolutely, I can. And that's why for this... It's so high profile. It's Batwoman. It's any actress show, yes, but a CW show, a superhero. It is like I look at my friend Juliana Harkavy. You know, she was working before. This role changed her life now, acting wise. Stephen Amell, Grant Gustin, they had credits. They were on TV shows, but they weren't well known. Mm-hmm. You know, and they might not have gotten well known had it not been for these shows. Look at Katie Lloyd's. I didn't know. I had no idea what she was in before Black Canary.
Lots.
I had no idea what she was in before. Changed her life.
Mm-hmm. And I think as a person, that's a nice sentiment. Like,
right. And I get that. Ruby Rose, she was out there. She was on covers of magazines. She was getting job offer after job offer. You would think so. So casting her, and I look at it as all the actresses out there that are lesbians that just, man, I just want that shot. And again, that's just me living it. Like you had said, I see things through a different lens. I'm in the world of acting.
Yeah.
Like for me, look at me. Example, for all the fans, you guys are so great. Like Hal Jordan, if I ever showed up on Arrow, I'd be so good at it. They'd probably cast someone like Jared Padalecki or Jensen Ackles who was in Vampire Diaries.
Ian Somerhalder?
They would probably get him back for it. His life would be the same. It will change my life.
Yeah.
His life would have just been, it's another series that he gets. Do you see what I'm saying? So,
it's an interesting way of looking at things. And I know
most people don't. Most people don't. I'm just giving another flavor to look at it. I think she'll be great. I think she's a talent. Like, I like her when I see her.
Here's what I was excited about, because earlier when you were talking about casting people that we like, so I did the junket with her for the Meg.
Right, yes.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I was just happy that she was awesome, because I just want awesome people to work. And so
I read your comment after that, and it gave me a different perspective. I'm like, oh, Roxy's interacted with her.
Yeah.
I only see her as she kind of comes off as cold. Yeah. But that's the characters.
A little bit. But she was really great. And I was like, I'm really happy. I only was with her for 10 minutes. Yeah. But it's like, it's really nice to know that somebody who she wanted.
Is she on? Talk show? Is it Kimmel or Colbert?
I don't know.
She was on talking about it, and she was coming down in tears, and I was like, you can't be mad at that. Yeah. You can't. Not even, I wasn't even mad that she was cast. I was just like, oh, was a role that could have gone to someone
because
I'm sure
she also was excited to show a role that has representation where it hasn't been before, and that's something she's probably been waiting for.
She said that. She says, as a kid, and it wasn't, and I like that she said this, she wasn't going, I finally get to play a superhero. She's like, I finally get to see my type of person in a lead role in a series.
She said that came out when I was 12. Yeah. I came out when I was 12.
So I was like, you know, so many times you see these actors.
I've been wanting to be a superhero.
Where you're just kind of like, did your manager tell you to say that role? But her, she didn't. She said, I've been waiting to see a person of my sexuality in this role. So I'm on board. The fact that you're being chased. And it's so funny. People are saying it's like, oh, it's the Jewish and lesbian people that people are pointing to me going, they're the ones that are attacking her.
People
going,
part of her community.
Yeah.
I know.
That is terrible.
Yeah, I know.
That is like the Rose, Kelly Marie Tran, right?
Yeah.
That was people like white dudes like me that love Star Wars going after her.
Yeah.
That's like, you're terrible. When you're people of your own community, that is so disgusting. And so it reinforced, I was like, you know what? I'm getting behind her. I hope she knocks it out of the park. I hope she kills it. I hope the series goes on for 5 years.
We were talking about this over on Screen Junkies, and people asked us in the chat. They were like, well, what can we do to help? And what I said is, and this sounds so silly and like, you know, so guru-y or whatever, but send love. That's all you can really do. When you like somebody.
To get her to come back?
To people in general. Like when you like a casting, so many times if you don't like a casting, you'll tweet mean things. But if you like it, you just stay quiet.
Yeah.
And if you think somebody's doing a good job, if you love Mike on DC Movie News, tell him that. Reach out to him on Twitter. Yeah, absolutely. But anybody you like anywhere, just send love to all the people you're liking, because that's the only thing that counters hate. Silence doesn't, and love does. And if she was getting enough messages of love, then maybe she wouldn't have been distracted by the small minority.
I get it. Like, and we are such a small, I mean, I feel bad because, you know, part of the Shmodan and stuff, and I have some people that kind of come out at me, and it's I don't know if they're coming at the character or if they're coming at the person, but I take it as it's the person, and I've lashed out a couple times this week at them. Like, I know there's a lot of people that aren't in the Shmodan that will not interact with fans because of it. And I kind of subscribed to it a little bit. I was just like, you know, well, you're going to come at me? Okay, I'm going to come back at you.
It's really hard.
And it's just like, you have to understand. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's a smaller scale. But let's move forward. Yeah, let's move on. Did that come off as you thought it was, or much better? Not better.
I like the conversation we had.
It was a good conversation.
It was an interesting conversation. And just in the chat, it's noted just before we move on, I would like to say this, which is true. Senior Nerd says, but she is a lesbian. And that is true. Just to like correct facts of people saying she is. So
I don't.
So there is that part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about our boy, Stephen Amell. This picture is effing ridiculous. And how he's showing off his Green Arrow beard progress.
It's funny.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
We've been waiting for this for a long time.
I don't think he's going to get like the Robin Hood type, like where it comes out and like the little handlebars. But I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. He grows facial hair, doesn't grow facial hair. He's the Green Arrow man. I'm not stuck in it being comic accurate.
The picture we have up here right now is like a joke on what it's intending to be. The actual picture, if you guys want to check it out, is on his Instagram.
If you ever
want to
look at
what
like a classic Green Arrow would look like, just look at Josh Dallas and Thor. That's what Green Arrow would look like.
It's on Instagram or Twitter, and it just says, this situation is becoming untenable. And he's just like, got it going on. So good for you, Stephen Amell, growing that facial hair. Lucifer, you know how much I love this show. I love it so much. Thank you. Hashtag save Lucifer forever. Netflix revealed Lucifer season 4 is officially in production. Yes. I'm doing this.
I know you are.
It works better than music. Whatever. I'm excited. That's it. Just excited.
Right. Okay.
Because Lucifer is coming back. Mm-hmm. It's coming back. Something else that happened this week is on That Hashtag Show, which, by the way, shout out to them because they get a lot of different exclusives. I feel like they are.
Are they?
What?
I feel. What's is that their Twitter handle?
I don't know.
How do I feel like I know them?
I see them all the time. They pop up on all different
news. Someone in our group, like, constantly either retweet or.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of stuff from them gets thrown to me, and I'm curious.
But this was written by...
They've gotten a couple...
Maybe it's because this is written by Andy... I forget how to say his last name. Beck Back. Do you know him? Beck Back. Does Flash stuff a lot.
Pictures and the
you would recognize him Twitter. Because of Flash stuff. So anyway, though, Legends of Tomorrow is adding a recurring wolf character, which is funny. They're looking for a female or male in their late 20s to 40s of any ethnicity to play this recurring guest character. That's a wide net.
Oh, man. I could just picture that casting room.
A little bit of a wide net. So whoever gets cast would have a series regular option for a potential fifth season. Described as a massively strong and formidable athlete, this actor is the opposite of their character in their daily life. Though the so-called monster is aggressive and frightening, they manage to ally tentatively with the Wave Rider crew. Going out for that one, Mikey? Am I going to go against you for it?
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would. My people probably submitted me for it.
Okay.
I'm plugging away. I am plugging away. We got, what, 12 DC shows now out there? I will.
Wow, is that a real number?
I don't know. I think I was a little high. Well, I think that's how many shows David casts. Well,
Arrow, Flash, Empire, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Black Lightning,
potential Batwoman.
Potentially Batwoman, Lucifer. Are we doing the Vertigo series?
Teen Titans.
iZombie.
Titans,
Gotham,
Doom Patrol,
Titans, Doom Patrol, the Harley TV show. That's,
maybe 12.
Justice League is coming to the what the fuck?
Spit it out.
I'm not supposed to think. Not Unlimited. What is
DC Universe?
No. What is the name of the one that's in the second season? Is going to the third season. You know what I'm talking about. It's coming to the. What is the name of it?
Is it live action?
No.
Justice League action.
Justice League action.
No, I'm not counting animated.
Well, you just did.
I didn't
want to. With Harley, we counted it.
I didn't want to count those. I wanted to count live action.
Whatever. There's a lot.
So a lot, yeah.
There's Young Justice.
Animated.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what I was thinking. You guys rock. That's all. That's it for TV Time this week and all the things. It was a Moxie episode. Let's try to high five. Don't look.
I was looking right at you, and you didn't look, and I got it.
All right. Mike Kanalinowski.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at Twitter at Mike Kanalinowski. Today drops.
Ooh, baby.
Energeetum.
Ooh, baby.
Finales. Mara Kanapik versus me. It's all built to this.
How's it go?
It comes down to this. What do you mean, how's it go?
Is it scary? Is it intense? Is it good?
I don't know what to tell you guys, but I will talk more about it after it airs.
Okay. Also, as always, you know you can find Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto. You can find Adam Gertler at Adam Gertler, who I can't even believe why he's not here this week.
I didn't understand it. I was like, but now knowing, that could happen.
If you guys want to know the answer, tweet at him.
Yeah, ask him, hey, where were you?
Ask Adam Gertler why he could not attend today's show. It's truly unbelievable. You can find me at Roxy Stryer and as always at DC Movies SK. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.